Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're discouraged. I can feel your heart. I have a message for you.
Feeling blue, hold on.
You have God's favor.
Amen. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for joining. It is the Express Lunch Hour on Favor Factor Radio with your host, your boy, your prophet, Prophet Charles Briggs. I am so glad that all of you are tuning in and still calling in, as I can see here on the switchboard, and logging in from your internet. We bless God for you today. I'm so super excited about this particular show. I believe that God is going to speak to us in a more magnificent way, even than he has already before. Last night's show was absolutely phenomenal. The people of God were so blessed, and some of you are receiving testimonies even as I'm speaking. I posted some already on my Facebook page and tweeted some, and I am just in awe of the glory of God. I tell you the truth that we are in an hour of favor. We're in an hour of divine alignment. We're in an hour where God is getting ready to bless the saints for everything that they have cried for what you've labored for the things that you thought were not going to come to pass, for those times of being lied on, mistreated, for those times that you felt inadequate, for those times that you felt it wasn't your season and it wasn't your time. I came to tell you today that it is not only your time, but it is your set time, and it is your season for divine favor and divine breakthrough. Before we get into our special guest today, I want to thank God for such an awesome faith booster call on last night on Favor Factor Radio. The Lord blessed us so good, and I just believe that God is getting ready to bless somebody by the end of this day. By the end of Favor Factor Friday, you're going to see God move in a magnificent way in your life. Just lift your hands and receive that right now, and just decree it to yourself. Amen. If you got to point to yourself at the mirror and say, today is my day for divine favor. Hallelujah. That means that today is not going to go out without God allowing his favor to hit your life, to hit your children, to hit your household, to hit you on your job, wherever you are right now. You tune in, not by coincidence, but God is going to feed you some other kind of food in this 1 hour. This power pack hour is going to change your life. It's going to change your mindset. Oh, yes, I'm talking to somebody right now. It's going to change your mindset. It's going to change the way you've been thinking. It's going to change the way you've been acting. It's going to change the way that you have been living. This is a divine set time for God to speak to his people of God to let them know that favor is getting ready to work for you. I'm so excited. There was a scripture that I wanted to open up with before I bring on my special guest, and that scripture is in the book of Psalms, the 94th chapter, and beginning at the 12th verse, and it reads, "Blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord, and whom you teach out of your law, to give him rest from days of trouble, until a pit is dug for the wicked." Can I stop right there for a minute? Because God is about to give you rest from your enemies. Hallelujah. And a pit is being dug right now. The one that was dug for you is actually being dug for your enemies. And so in this next season of your life, you're not going to have to war. You're not going to have to experience any hard warfare, but you are actually going to sit back and watch your enemies kill themselves. Hallelujah. I feel God right there. "For the Lord will not forsake his people. He will not abandon his heritage." You are not forsaken, my sister. You are not forsaken, my brother. Hold on, because God, you have the DNA of our Father. And if you have his DNA, you are his child. You are his son. You are his daughter. And he is not going to see you abandoned. As a matter of fact, he's about to lift you up from where you are right now. I feel the power of God already, and the guests ain't even started talking yet. Hallelujah. "For the word of the Lord says, for justice will return to the righteous, and the upright and heart will follow it." Can I let you know something? That justice is about to return to you, that the liars and the deceitfulness and all of the manipulation and the control that you were under, when I tell you that God's about to surface some things, that some things are about to be exposed, hallelujah, favor's about to cause your enemies to be exposed, and what was trying to expose you is getting ready to elevate you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that this is your hour. This is your season, and you better get ready for what God is about to do, for what he is about to say in these next 50 minutes on this show. I am so indeed excited, and I believe that this man of God that is getting ready to come on the air, I believe that he has a word in his mouth. I believe that God is using him in this hour. I believe that we are in a time and in a season where God is speaking through the prophetic word, that he's speaking not only concerning houses and cars, but he's dealing with people concerning the time. It's like the sons of Issachar. Hallelujah. I need to be around some prophets that can discern what season, what time I'm in. I don't need a house, although it would be lovely right now. I don't need a car, although it would be magnificent right now. But can somebody tell me, hallelujah, what season I'm in? Can you pick me up in the spirit? Can you just at least allow God to use you for a moment, for God to release the season and and to release unto the people of God, and to let the people of God know that you almost died in your last season, but in this season of your life, is there anybody that we can that can discern that kind of season? And so I believe that today we have one that is able to speak into the lives of the people. As I follow him on Facebook, I follow him on social media, and God is using him and moving by his power. He is none other than the overseer Marshall Blackman. He is a native of Zebulon, North Carolina. He was adopted by his baby sister at 1 year old from a mother addicted to alcohol and drug abuse. He's the eldest of six. He was adopted into a family of apostolic preachers. He was saved at 8 years old in a revival. He preached his first sermon at 10 years old. He attended Mount Olive College, United Christian College, and currently attending North Carolina School of Theology. He has 12 years of pastoral experience. He was ordained in Colchic Church of God in Christ in 2005. He has assisted in establishing four churches and has mentored other ministry. He has traveled nationally and internationally for over 20 years. He was installed as overseer in 2010. Hallelujah. Apostolic preacher, his message focus is inner healing and restoration with a concentration on leadership and ministry training and evangelism. He has some good hobbies. I was checking these hobbies out: cooking, horseback riding, family time, movies, cooking. Amen. Cooking, praise the Lord. Amen. He has a new website to launch in December of this coming year, by the end of this year, and he has a book coming in 2015, and he is going to be launching his radio show soon. People of God, I bring to you today none other than my friend, the overseer, the prophet himself, overseer, prophet, evangelist, Marshall Blackman. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. God bless you. How are you today?
I'm excellent. I'm excellent, man. Listen, we have so many people on the call. I want to call out some area codes. 919, you're on the line. 336-252-410-770-954-239. Amen. I'm telling you, the people of God love you, sir.
Oh, man, I love them. I love them. I love God's people. I most certainly do. God bless you all. It's such a pleasure
wow.
to be able to be
so
on
I was
the air
reading,
with you today.
Yes, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I'm telling you, it's interesting how we hooked up and how God
yes.
allowed us to connect. And I'm telling you, I follow your preaching. You are absolutely phenomenal. I've heard before that
oh.
we are twins in the spirit. And as I'm watching you, and I remember Elder Slade saying, Prophet, y'all act just alike. And I was watching one of your videos the other day, and I was like, when did I preach that? And he was like, that's Overseer Blackman. I'm telling you, man, you are so anointed and so seasoned for
bless
this
you.
Hour. And I bless,
bless
God
you.
For your life. I bless God for everything that he is about to do for you. Amen. And
bless
I feel the prophetic already, but I'm going to hold it
thank
because
you.
I want
come
you
on,
to have some
on.
Time to spend with the people. I want you to really talk into the lives of the people. But I was
yes.
reading your bio, and you've had 12 years of pastoral experience.
Yes, 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 yes. I
wow.
pastored for a little over 12 years. I started off as an assistant pastor and then advanced from there to establishing a church and assisting another church with establishing, and moved from there to inside the Colchic arena, and from there to the Baptist Conference, and I'm still a member of the National Baptist Conference, but I'm an apostolic preacher to the bone. I just
I see.
Preach Jesus. So, yeah, I have that experience, and it's been a great experience, very trying experience, but at the same time, if you love God's people, you He'll be able to last through those seasons.
You're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Man, one thing that caught my attention was a little bit in the beginning of your bio, you talked about how you were 1 year old and your mother was addicted to alcohol and drugs, so you were adopted by a sister. And you were elders of six and adopted. By a babysitter.
Yep.
So, and I look at you now, and I'm like, wow, you would have never been able to tell. You would have never known that. And it kind of reflects to me back on my testimony. My mother's on this phone. I love you, Mom.
Wow.
I see you. And all the things that I went through, and I shared a little bit about me to you, because I just thank God for where He has brought me from. There has not been a day that goes by that I don't thank God for my deliverance, even from dealing with the spirit of homosexuality, and I praise God for that, and I'm able to say that boldly because it is a testimony of deliverance.
Amen.
And some people, you know, some people say that, well, you shouldn't tell all your business like that because everybody not going to accept it. I don't care if you accept it or not. I'm proud of that I'm not a statistic. I'm proud that God allowed it to be a thorn instead of allowing it to be a lifestyle. That's going to preach one thing. And so I thank God for you. You're young, and I just want you to begin to give the people a little background about you, and then I want you to begin to talk to the people concerning what the Lord is saying to you in this hour for the people of God.
Amen. Again, Prophet, I certainly appreciate you for allowing me this opportunity to come and to share. This is an extreme honor, and this is favor to me within itself. But just to talk a little bit about what you were alluding to with my background in ministry and background just as a person in general. A lot of times people see the glory, but they do not know the story. And I am one that God has really given me favor and blessed my life from the time I was a child, as stated in my bio. I was by my babysitter, my mother. She was a classmate of one of my babysitter's sisters, and she would often keep me while they would go and party and, you know, drink and do their own thing. And one day she left and never came back. And I can sometimes I can remember looking for her. Even at that age, I can remember looking for her and not seeing her. She left and never came back. And in fact, she never came back until it was time for the adoption at the age of 1 year old. And so throughout those times, subconsciously, I didn't know that things had been embedded in me, like fear, abandonment, those things. And so through that, God connected me with a family that have 16 children. My grandmother had 16 children. 10 of them are preachers, pastors, bishops, apostles. And God just changed my whole bloodline when he allowed me to be adopted by this family. And God has just really blessed tremendously, taught me great things in the apostolic church. I've had so many privileges and honors to be able to say that I got saved when I got saved, being saved at an early age. It comes with the blessings, and I won't say the curses, but it comes with the pros and cons, let me say that.
Mm-hmm.
Being saved at an early age, you can kind of pick up a religious spirit and not really understand the ins and outs of a real relationship with God. So even being saved at an early age was a blessing, and I thank God that I got saved when I did, because the way Christianity is presented today, I don't know if I would subscribe to Christianity today the way it's presented in some areas. But I'm so thankful for the rearing and the upbringing that I had as a child and growing up in a Christian home, how God just divinely switched up my whole environment and atmosphere and changed my bloodline to that of a third generation preacher. And so I'm here on the shoulders of my grandmother's prayers, my grandmother's prayers, and my grandfather's tutelage as the pastor of the church. And so God has just shined on me and done some great things in ministry. So at 9, I accepted the Lord Jesus. 8, I accepted Jesus. At 10, I began to preach. And from there, 21 people got saved that day through the preaching of the gospel. And God has just tremendously blessed my ministry down through the years. I've had some challenges. I've had some setbacks. I've had some delays, some failures, some mistakes. Because one thing church teaches you, and that's how to do church, but a grave disadvantage many people who grow up in church has is we don't know how to live. We have things pertaining to godliness, but we don't have those things pertaining to life. Life skills, just learning how to make it and be a man and be who God has called you to be as an individual. And so that whole identity, I had to grow up trying to reestablish my identity, be who, develop and become a person that could thrive in any arena other than church. Some people, if you take church from them, they can't do anything else. And
right.
I don't believe that's the will of God. The Bible said He gives us all things pertaining to life and godliness. And so leading up to this point, after going through so many different setbacks, failures, mistakes, victories, I've seen God move in unprecedented ways. People have been healed miraculously. People have been delivered. People have been saved. And through times and seasons of my life where I felt like giving up, I could be reminded of those testimonies of how God God wrought miracles and did the things that He did through me. And I want to encourage somebody who's maybe out there listening today, no matter what you've gone through or what you have dealt with, you can always call into remembrance those things, those past victories. Like David, when he got ready to fight Goliath, he said, "But I was the one who slew the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine is nothing compared to those." And so I want to say that call into remembrance your past victories and draw strength from those places. And that prophet has been what has carried me through every season of life experience that I've had to go through. And so here I am today on this wonderful radio show with such an awesome man of God, sharing my life experiences, the things that I've just gotten able, I would say, over the past 2 years to talk about certain things in that I've gone through and experienced, because though I was out of them mentally or physically, I was still trapped emotionally. And God had to do deliverance in me. He said that for your problem is fear. You're controlled by the spirit of fear. You fear. You're scared to be alone. You're scared to launch out and do what I tell you to do. You have fear in obeying what I'm telling you because you're fearful about what's going to happen, what people are going to say, what's going to be done. And God had to deliver me from the spirit of fear. Just over the course of 2 years, I found out or discovered through prayer that the root of my problems have been fear. And when God exposed that to me and delivered me from that spirit of fear, I can honestly say I'm living my best life. Now I'm telling people, ask me how am I. I can say with confidence, I am great. I'm feeling great mentally, emotionally. I'm sound. I'm not controlled by the spirit of fear. I'm telling you, I'm in my best life right now. And I want to encourage somebody, Prophet, if you don't mind, that the Lord has been speaking to me concerning the book of Judges, chapter 11. Judges, chapter 11, deals with a man by the name of Jephthah. And Jephthah was the son of Gilead, but his mother was a prostitute. And the Bible said that when Jephthah's father died and the inheritance was dispersed, the Bible said that his brothers would not give Jephthah an inheritance because they didn't have the same mother. They exiled Jephthah. But what the emphasis on of Jephthah's life was, Jephthah was a man of great strength, and he was a warrior. And by the end of the story, his same brothers that exiled him were in trouble and knew that the only way they were going to win, they had to get Jephthah back. They went back to get Jephthah, and Jephthah said, "Why would you call on me now when you had all the opportunity to use it, to use me and take advantage of my strength? But you exiled me out of your own hatred, your own conceit, and your own plot." And the Bible said Jephthah made a deal with him. He said, "If I come back, you're going to have to promote me." And that's what I want to tell somebody, that this is the season that the ones who counted you out are getting ready to have to come back. But when they come back, they're going to have to elevate you to a new height. And this is that season of favor and divine promotion. I'm just excited about what God is doing because there's no way in the world that I would have thought that I would even be on this radio show with you today doing this wonderful broadcast. Like you stated before, we didn't even know each other. This is all God, a God connection. I don't care what anybody has been through, what anybody's gone through, because everybody deserves a chance and everybody needs God. And so I'm just excited. I'm excited for you, excited about this season that we're in.
Wow. You said that this is the season of elevation, favor, and divine promotion.
When you said that,
something ignited my spirit. I felt the power of God really hit me right here in my prayer room. The season, I've been saying that this is a season of favor and divine promotion, but the season of elevation, you added that in there. And I want to ask you a question. Do you think that it is possible for one to receive elevation, favor, and divine promotion in a place maybe someone, and I don't know why I'm saying this, but maybe someone is under leadership that is being controlled or being manipulated. What are your thoughts of a person breaking free? Because you were stating about how fear had gripped you at one point, but how do you really break free from fear to receive the favor of God?
Well, first of all, you really have to come to the knowledge that that is what's controlling you. The Bible says, I believe in Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Fear will inevitably drive you crazy. It will have you making crazy decisions. Where have you making crazy decisions, doing crazy things, hooking up with the wrong people, making bad decisions in business or whatever? It will just lead you to a state of lunacy. In order to break free from that spirit, it's really going to come to first, like any deliverance, acknowledging that that is the problem, that fear is the root of my life, whether it's inconsistencies, failures, defeats, or what have you. First of all, acknowledging that. And once you acknowledge, of course, that you're dealing with that spirit of fear, then really seeking the scripture and praying and researching your life as to where you can see how fear played a part in those areas. And once you identify those areas where fear has played a part in those areas, then you begin to retrain your thinking through the Word of God and begin to rebuild yourself in the most holy faith. Retrain your thinking and start thinking outside of the parameters that you would normally. My sister came to me. She was on Facebook. I don't even know if many people know she's my sister. She was on Facebook. And you know how they have throwback Thursdays, I believe it is.
Throwback Thursdays.
And so immediately she put up a picture of us when we were younger. And, you know, some people, they start out looking good. Some people turn out looking good. Well, I happen to be one of those. I turned out looking all right. And so she put up one of our pictures as a kid. And then immediately I went on, I got on. I said, don't put that up there. You know, I'm a minister. I don't want people taking pictures like that. And so the Lord checked me. He said, see, there's fear in operation. You're allowing fear to control. And so I had to call her and apologize. And so is really going to come through identifying where fear is really in operation, even in the most simplest areas of your life. Now, as it pertains to leadership, I think you were asking the first part of that question. As it pertains to leadership, people who may be under, is that what you said, under leadership that are have been bound.
And I guess my question should be, like, if you're under leadership and you know that God is calling you to elevation, I should say that, under leadership, is calling you to elevation, but you're fearful of elevating maybe because of maybe you're afraid of what your leader is going to say, or I think a lot of times that some of us
I know, as I can speak for myself, that God, when I first came into the ministry, I was fearful because I didn't know if my leader saw it or if it was, you know, just me, or, oh, they're going to just push me to the side because I wasn't even nowhere near where I am right now, and God was still calling me then in a messy state.
Right.
So a fear sank in, and so it just kind of lingered for a very long time. Do you believe that that fear could grip you to the place that it'll cause you to miss your elevation?
Definitely. Fear can make missed seasons, can paralyze you from going into your destiny. Can cause delay in timing. One thing as it pertains to leadership, I'm a stickler for obeying leadership. But then I am also, I think it's important that we hear the voice of God. When I first went to my leader and told him the Lord had called me, he said, no, he didn't. I went to him twice, and he said, no, he didn't. The second time I went to him, I called an attitude, and he said, I knew God did, but this is what I wanted you to see. You weren't ready yet because this attitude needed to be checked. And so sometimes leaders are privy to things by the Holy Spirit that will help us to see where we are not ready yet. But at the same time, they know that we're ready. But then you have leaders who operate in a spirit of control, which is in, in turn the Jezebel spirit, the spirit of manipulation. They're scared to let you go. They fear losing another member, or they fear you may exert authority over them or become greater than them. And those type of leaderships, I think it's important that we hear God, because it's not God's will that we stay in a house where we're not welcomed at. You have to go where you can grow. If you're not growing there and you're being restricted, I don't believe that's the will of God for anyone. That's just not the will of God. So, yes, fear can definitely paralyze you. It can keep you from going into your destiny and into your assignment. And that's what my book is entitled. That'll be coming out next year, The Assignment Alignment. And it's talking about how to make
you know, this
alignment.
Is so prophetic. This is so prophetic. I don't mean to cut you off, but this is so prophetic because, you know, I do believe that the Lord is speaking to the prophets in this last hour. I have been dreaming, and I am, even my adjutant, I have been dreaming, and I have been walking around, and the Lord has been dropping in my spirit concerning alignment. Alignment, and I've been hearing that from about every prophet that I come in contact with, just concerning alignment. And I was asking the Lord, what are you trying to say to us in this hour about alignment? And God began to talk to me, prophet, overseer. He began to say that this is the hour where those things, it's like driving a car. And if you drive a car a long time and you're riding in that car and you're hitting bumps in the road and you're going over railroad tracks and they jacked all up and there's stuff all in the road, you're going to need an alignment. Not that the car is not a good car. That the vehicle is not a great vehicle, but at some point you're going to need an alignment, an adjustment. And God began to say, this is the hour that is approaching us that we need adjustments. Yes. You know, people will look at our outer body.
They'll look at our outer body.
We can look at the Mercedes, and on the outside, the Mercedes looks wonderful until we get in the driver's seat. And we start driving that car, and we start feeling those bumps, and we start feeling it turning to the right or turning to the left. And God began to say, that's how it is even in the natural. People can look at you, prophet, and not even know that even the time of you, I didn't even know anything about you even being adopted or having to be without a mother. You know, some people may not even begin to look at me and see the things that I've been through, but it was for the adjustment.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. You are so right. And that's the exact same word God had given me before I started writing the book, that this is the hour of the assignment alignment, and that's pretty much what people need. It's not that I'm seeing a lot of people that are now answering the call into ministry, whether it's preaching, teaching, ministry of health, prophecy, what have you, And the problem with many that are going forward, they just need the proper alignment. I was in a car accident some years back when I was in high school, and it did something to one of the discs in my back. So periodically I'll have a spasm and can't function properly to my full, to my maximum capacity. And I have to go to the chiropractor, and they have to do an adjustment on me so that my right hip can come into alignment with my left hip, and I can walk straight. And that's when God gave me that one. I was on my way to the chiropractor. He said, this is what people need to go into their assignment. They need assignment alignment, which is pretty much what it is, bringing all the right factors into place so that things can be strategically lined up so that we can get to the place that he's calling us to.
You just said something else. You said bringing all of the factors into place that will cause us to be where God has called us to. Again, alignment, factor, favor, alignment, factor, favor. All of those things play. You are blessing me right now, sir. God, all of those things play. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry. There was a delay in the phone. Go ahead.
All of those things play a part in experiencing the favor of God, because there has to be some factors that will cause a disalignment that we have to get an adjustment in order to experience the favor factor.
Exactly. One impact caused me an adjustment. That caused me to come out of line. And some people are suffering. It was just one impact that knocked us out of line.
Oh, my God.
But this is season. I said this Sunday while I was preaching, the Holy Ghost gave me this. This is either not just an assignment alignment, but an apostolic adjustment. God is sending spiritual technicians like prophets, evangelists, teachers, those who walk in that fivefold gifted, those fivefold gifts, to bring an adjustment in these areas. And this is the season that the prophetic is in full effect, the prophetic and the evangelistic anointing is in full effect to bring an alignment to the areas of our life that we need aligning.
Man, this is blessing me,
man.
I'm telling you, because I began to hear the Lord as you were talking, and the Lord said that he was, you begin to talk about retraining your thinking, and we were talking about that on our Jumpstart radio show on this past Monday, and in order to retrain our thinking, God just spoke to me and said we have to move from fear to favor, and so we cannot experience the favor of God until we start to conquer those fears. And if I may for about 3 minutes testify, because about a year and a half ago, maybe it's been a little over a year and a half ago, the Lord told me to close my church. We weren't behind in the bills. We were not about to be put out or anything of that nature. But I heard the Lord say to close your church and go on the field. And I said, Lord, what am I going to tell the people? You know, fear rose up in me. And so actually God had spoken to me before then, but I didn't actually move on it until about a year and a half ago. And so I would I was going through hard. I mean, everything that came up against me could come up against me. And so I was working almost every day, you know, and trying to make odds ends meet. And it was like pinching pennies, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. And so I got tired, and I said, God, I yield. I forgot about everything, how I was feeling. I got past my fear of what people were going to say. It didn't matter to me. I just wanted to do his will. I wanted to please him. And so I closed my church. I went on the evangelistic field. He gave me the name. He said, I need you to name your ministry Prophet Charles Reeks Ministries. So I named it Prophet Charles Reeks Ministries. He gave me 12 people to follow, 12 team members. He said, these are your team members. He had already told me, he said, when you close your church, only 12 will follow you. I was like, only 12? I was like, Lord, but you only had 12 to follow you. And I mean, I was just tripping. I was really tripping. And so when I did that, man of God, when I conquered that fear of what people were going to say, and I even had one of my elders to say, well, how you going to do this? How you going to make it? How? And I said, I don't know how. I just know who, and I know that God is getting ready to do something great. When I tell you that door swung open, prophet,
wow.
I'm telling you, when I conquered that fear, I am walking. I literally live in favor. I literally live
wow.
in favor. Everything that God performs for me, there's not a day, and I'm not boasting
yeah.
on myself, but I'm boasting on God because he allows these things to happen because I moved out of fear. And I want somebody
right.
to be encouraged on this line as me and Prophet are talking to you today.
Yes.
I want you to be encouraged because your fear is about to lose its grip from you. I feel that
yes,
so heavy, Prophet.
Yes, it is so. It is so. Fear is being broken off of the people, and that's what has silenced many leaders, has silenced many people that operate in various areas of the church, that spirit of fear. But when that fear is broken, you know, the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. Sometimes it's just a lack of having the right people around you to love you out of that bondage of fear. And so,
yeah,
this is that season where God is strategically realigning our atmosphere to get us to the place in Him, so that we can have that alignment that we need, so that we can go into our destiny. I'm telling you, I'm excited about it because our ability. God told me this the other day. He said, "Your ability is going to outweigh your adversity." If you can just tap into what God has given you to do, ability will outweigh your adversity. Excuse me, your ability will outweigh your adversity. If you can tap into the vein that God has for you, like you were just saying, God called you out of your church from a pastoring position to really hitting the evangelistic field and going forward in that area of ministry. God allowed you to experience that and come out of that place of fear. And now you're able to operate in that same level of the anointing to break fear off of other people. It's just amazing how God works. I'm excited about it, I tell you. This is that season of the assignment alignment. And so we really, people are going to start finding that new relationships are going to be birthed, and not necessarily romantic, but friendships, platonic relationships, spiritual
yes.
relationships, fellowships.
Yes.
New people are getting ready to come into our arenas that are going to, as I stated before, be spiritual technicians to help us fine-tune what we need fine-tuned to get in that place that God is calling us into. My life story has been much like Elijah that went through his season and then went through the cave and from the cave then came out. And God told me, if you don't come out of this cave, who's going to anoint Jehu to be king?
Mm.
And we kind of understand that somebody is waiting on our assignment. Somebody is tied to, glory to God, the anointing that God has put on us. And let me say this, we are too anointed to remain anonymous. If God got to shut us in a cage and bring us out in a new glory, he'll do what he got to do. He'll do what he got to do, break things off for us and bring us out in a new glory. I told the people of God through the unction of the Holy Spirit the other day that this is season God is simultaneously bringing us out, but he's taking us up at the same time. Everybody that's willing to come out, he's willing to take you up. But excavation will not come without elevation.
Man of God, oh my God, I can't believe this hour is going by so quick. We got like 15 minutes left. But
no,
I'm telling you. No. I love good food, and this is a good lunch for me right now because it helps me to understand something that we as a people, as people of God, we have to understand that, and you said God was bringing in new connections, new relationships. You know,
yes.
in order to gain something new, you've got to let something go. And so,
yes.
you know, we want so much, but we're still hanging around the same low-minded people, low-thinking people,
yes.
people that don't
yes.
see better for themselves, so they can't see better
yes.
for you. You know, I believe
Amen.
That in this season of our lives that God is going to show us the people that we are connected to are not connections.
Exactly.
I'm telling you
exactly.
that this This is a perfect place to be right now, because for about three people that are on this phone right now, there are about three of you that are on this phone, and I hear the Holy Ghost saying that I'm getting ready to set connections in order, and God is about to divinely align you with some great men and some great women of God that are going to bless your ministry. As a matter of fact, you got an investor that's on the way. Jesus.
Amen. It is so. It is so. And it starts today, Prophet. It starts today. This thing is released today. I keep telling people, God is releasing the fivefold ministry back at work in the earth. And the difference is, again, from any other gifts, is that the fivefold ministry has the apostolic anointing upon it. And when I say that, what I mean is it carries the seal of God.
Jesus.
When we decree something, that thing is going to happen. When you said that, I felt that thing check in my spirit, because that seal has been placed on that, and it's going to come to pass. Today is the day. New favor, new connections, new fellowships, new organizations. And you know what, Prophet? Sometimes God got to burn us out of an arena to get us into a new arena.
Yes.
Some people are suffering from burnout. Some people are suffering from frustration. Some people are suffering from different things that's making in a place where they should be comfortable, like Ziklag. David was in Ziklag, and he's comfortable. God had to set it on fire so he would make a permanent residence in a temporary place.
Oh, wow. Sir,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, so many of us, we're pitching tents. We're building permanent residence in a place where God said you're supposed to just camp out for the night. But we're trying to make permanent relationships. If people in our arena now are not adding value to us, they are depreciating us. And we've got to now check our arena. Anybody that's not adding value to you, you don't need them in this season.
Wow. I agree with you. It's because we're in a very critical hour. When the favor is released on our lives, that it has been released, and the testimonies that are coming back and everything that God is doing, we cannot afford to allow someone who does not understand our destiny, does not understand the season we're in, does not even understand where we're going, to make us miss the mark of favor. Listen, I need to tell somebody on this line, I don't care how long you've been connected to those persons, how long you've been married, how long you've been going through. I really don't care about that. All that I know is you can't afford to allow no person, no Negro, I'm going to say that, this is my radio show,
to make
you or allow you to miss the place that God has intended for you to be. There are no more delays. I feel that for somebody.
Amen.
No more delays. This is your set time. The man of God already said it starts today. I believe it, Prophet. It starts today.
Amen. Today is the day that it begins. And I stand in agreement with you with that prophetic word. I prophesy that the winds of God are going to blow the right people in our direction for what we need to get done and get accomplished in the earth. Even this morning, I was just floored. I said, today is Favor Factor Friday, and I'm just excited about what God is going to do. As soon as I got up from prayer, God said, you shall experience my favor today. I got up from prayer, the phone began to ring. Three calls, major doors have opened up for me to get done what I've been trying to get done in the earth. And from magazines calling, ready to do an article on me, publicizing me in Walmart, just so many. I have so many doors that just came open this morning. When I say I'm not speaking from what I hear, I'm speaking from what I know God is doing.
Yes.
I'm living in it right now. The favor of God is upon us. And I'm releasing it over the people of God that this is your time as well, your time to walk into the things of God.
And I like what you said, that you're talking about what you know. Prophet, I'm telling you, I totally agree with that, because I am in this place now that I don't care. I just believe God's favor so strong that if I go to bed in the negative, I can wake up in the positive. If I go to bed lacking, when I wake up, it's going to be different. Don't you know that I have experienced that all week this week. I have experienced that all week this week. It's no goodness of my own. But when favor is on you, it can cannot be reversed. That is a curse
Amen.
That can't be reversed. When the favor, when God allows his favor to hit your life, you got to understand that you were chosen for this. You were chosen
right.
to be, you were ordained to have God's favor. You know, and people say, well, you just, good just always coming to you. Do you know the hell I went through in order
Thank
to be
you.
Where I am right now?
Amen. 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 A great sacrifice. People see glory, but they don't understand. There's a sacrifice behind it, a great sacrifice. And people just don't understand the sacrifice is what brought prosperity. And so I'm just encouraging everyone who has gone through out there in radio land, everyone who has gone through, who has suffered. God told me to tell you this. He's getting ready to compensate you for your pain and suffering. God is going to release. God is going to release a blessing to match the level of your last trial. It's going
wow.
to match the same level. And if God was to do that, many of our minds would be blown. I'm not talking about something that's going to happen in 2015. I'm prophesying that things are getting ready to shift and break in this season. That before this year, that before the end of December, that's going to be an opening of doors for many who are listening today. This is your season for divine breakthrough and favor, and not just in the area of material things, but God is strategically bringing healing and closure
yes,
and clarity. I heard them say closure and clarity to some areas in our life that we've been lost in or caught up in or feeling neglected in or abandoned in or rejected in. God is shifting the season that things can return to your favor. You're too anointed to be anonymous. You've gone through too much to remain unknown concerning the gifts and the power of God on your life. God's going to do something great. I feel a breaking in the spirit.
Man, I feel a breaking. We got like maybe 7 minutes left, but people of God today, before we get off this line, I am going to have the man of God to pray over you, to decree over your life. And listen, those of you, and somebody has already done it, somebody was sowing while we were on the line, but those
wow,
of you who
crazy.
Want to keep this going, you know, visit our website, pcbministries.com. Click on the donate button and send us your donation. Even if you say, Prophet, I don't have a donation right now, but I just need prayer, send us your prayer request. Amen.
Amen.
We will pray with you. It comes right to us through our emails. We will pray with you. We believe God for you. We believe
Amen.
That this hour has changed your mindset, has changed your life. I am
yes.
so excited, as the man of God said earlier, that today is the day it starts. Everything begins new with you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Something is breaking right now, Prophet. I'm telling you, I feel
yes.
the power
yes.
of God
yes.
literally in this prayer room. I feel God moving
yes.
in every direction for the people that are on this line. So, Prophet, we got about 7 minutes left, but I want you to pray over the people, decree and declare, and we're going to watch the wind and shift in our direction.
In the name of Jesus, most certainly, Father, I thank you now, Father. I thank you for that we're standing in a place of victory, that we're standing in a place of power, that we're standing in a place of authority, in a place of promotion, in a season of divine favor. Father, in the name of Jesus, and from this place, we decree and declare today the new beginnings take place. Father, I pray now for those who are listening, whether they're driving, sitting at their desk, on the phone, on the computer, wherever they may be, whatever they may be doing. I pray now that the winds of God will begin to breathe in their direction. I thank you now, Father, that this is going to be the year you're going to save the unsaved, Father, unsaved family members. I thank you now, Father, that you're going to open doors for business ventures. I thank you now that you're releasing money to fund business ventures, Father. In the name of Jesus, you are the God that healeth. Father, heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. God, whatever may be going on in the body today, we thank you for divine healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you that in this season of victory and favor, that you're sending the technicians that we need to accomplish what you've assigned to us to accomplish in the earth, that you're sending them in our directions. I prophesy that they come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father, in the name of Jesus, let them find us and bring great favor to us. Father, in the name of Jesus, put a hook in the mouth of Leviathan. Bring his plan to naught today. In the name of Jesus, every blow
wild thing, every boisterous thing, every enemy that has a plot, reverse it and let your plan prevail. I thank you now that the blood of Jesus prevails over every family, over every household this day. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word, fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they shall soon be cut off. Oh, Father, cut off every evil work, every evil plan, bring it to naught. In the name of Jesus, I thank you now that the bloodshed of Jesus Christ shall prevail in every life of every believer. Father, I thank you now that the blood shall birth healing, deliverance, ministries, restoration. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch that pastor, touch that prophet, touch that evangelist, somebody who's listening today. Release an anointing over the airways that will bring divine healing to the place of fear, to the place, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in their mind, Father, where they've lacked emotional health, God, wherever they need healing, bring healing to that place, bring deliverance to that place. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor, and we expect the report to come in a day now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Prophet, all over the internet, all over the world, the people of God have heard this broadcast, and if they was not able to tune in, it will be posted that they can go back and listen to it. But I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I want to bring you back real soon. So after the call, I'm going to call you, okay?
Sure. I want to say this anytime. I thank you. Thank you for the favor to be able to come on. This has been a blessing, and I appreciate who you are and what God is doing. I want to encourage those of you who are out there listening, even myself and my listeners or supporters that may be listening in. Let's sow into this man of God's ministry. Go online, go to the website, and sow it. As he said, it doesn't have to be anything great. Barack Obama taught us something so important and vital for building, and that is it's a grassroots program. It's little. If you get enough people doing a little can become a whole lot. So everybody take time and do something. If you don't sow anything but $5, if you get 100 sowing of $5, if we get, glory to God, people sowing, whatever you can sow, sow from where you are, and watch God bless your life. This man of God, I appreciate you so much, so much.
Thank you so much for that, Prophet. Amen. Thank you for your support. Again, their website is pcbministries.com. There's a donate button on there. Click on the donate button. I love all of you. Thank you, my favorite Factor Radio listeners. We'll be back here again on Monday morning for Jumpstart, and be looking out because we're bringing this man of God back. I love you. Trisha Hilliard is taking us out singing Jesus, Something Happens When We Call You. I love you all. Have a great day. Prophet, I'm going to call you in a minute.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Something happened when I called you, Jesus, 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 hallelujah, Jesus, 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 something happened when I called. Just to call out the name of Jesus. Something happens when we speak His name. No other name is higher than that name. When I call, there's a story of a man who was sitting on the roadside. The Bible says that everybody tried to shut him up. But he said, I know something's going to happen when I call on that name. So even though they tried to keep him quiet, he said, Jesus. He cried, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.